12:1-2. I'm going to preach a message tonight entitled, Don't Stop Now, the Finish Line is Just Ahead. Don't stop now, the finish line is just ahead. Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let me read verse 1 again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Heavenly Father, tonight we come before you, Lord, this evening, Lord, and we lift you up, dear God. And we exalt you tonight, Lord, and we honor you tonight, Lord. Tonight I ask for your anointing, dear God, and I ask for your spirit, Lord, to be upon me as I bring forth this word tonight, Father. Lord, tonight I pray for your hand, Lord, to be in here, God. Lord, we ask for you to just touch, dear God, and move in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Tonight I want to go back and look at a story in the Old Testament. The story of Lot and his wife. Jesus even mentioned it in the New Testament when he said these words, remember Lot's wife. Well, we look for a minute and see what was going on there. The Lord had already purposed that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot and his family were not only told about it, but were admonishedly told to get out of Sodom as fast as they possibly could, if you will, and flee to a small town in the mountains. On that journey outside of that city, they were told also to don't look back, but to keep a forward process. Don't turn back. Don't look around. There was one out of that crowd that would not listen. And guess who that was? All right, men. It was Lot's wife. And I can hear some of you men now saying amen to that. I know what Lot was going through. But we know the story. Just joking there. But we know the story right there. That she would not listen. And as she got through there, she turned back and she began to turn to a pillar of salt. Instead of keeping her eyes on Zoar, where God had told them to go, if you will, she began to slow down and begin to think about the things which she had left behind. She began to think about the friendships that she had, the things, all that was behind there. I think about what Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, you start this journey, but all of a sudden you take that journey off and begin to look back. You're not fit for the kingdom of God is what Jesus was saying. But Lot's wife is a prime example. Heading towards Zoar, but on that way to Zoar, she began to look back. And she began to think about all that she had there and decided, I want one last glimpse of it. We know the judgment that fell upon her there. As she stopped to look back, she became nothing more than a pillar of salt. And I thought, today I come by to tell you tonight to don't look back now, but we need to keep going forward upon our journeys. I want you to know tonight that the finish line is just ahead. I want you to know the time of the coming of the Lord is just ahead. I want you to know the finish line from this earth to eternity to be with Christ. It's just ahead. I don't know about you, but I've come too far to look back now. I've come too far to begin to look back upon the things of this world. I've come too far to look back on the things of this Sodom world, if you will. But what I've come by to admonish you tonight is to stay focused on what's ahead. What I'm talking about in this last hour and day is I'm talking about staying focused on your walk with Jesus Christ. As I told you this morning, the most important thing you'll ever have is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus is the only one that can go with you into eternity, if you will. And on this life, I like to consider it a course, like a runner that is in a race, that is sprinting upon this course. The writer of Hebrews, who I believe to be the Apostle Paul, told us right here, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You see, one thing I know tonight, that upon this course of life and upon this journey tonight, there's going to be distractions that will try to pull one away from the Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be distractions that will try to pull you away from your walk with the Lord tonight. There's going to be distractions to get your mind off the things of God and on the things of the world. Just think of the things that distract people. If they begin to look at those instead of the course, they're going to find themselves in a ditch. They're going to find themselves veering off the course, if you will. One of the biggest things that grabs people is the thought of everyday living. You can get caught up so much in your life that you begin to forget about the Lord Jesus Christ. We all got to live our everyday lives. How many know we got things we got to do? But during that our life, we can never forget about Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus even told us about this when he said there would come a time, as it was in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking and giving in marriage until the day they entered into the ark and the flood came. And so shall it be as the day when the Son of Man cometh again. What he was saying there, he said people would get so wrapped up in the cares of their life and in their living that they would forget about him. They wouldn't have time for him. They would have other things to do other than him. They would be going here. They'd be going there. In fact, another time, people will allow other people to draw them away from God. There are people that I believe the devil that will set in our path for one purpose, to draw you away from the Lord. In fact, I believe Satan sets people, assigns people for that purpose, to try to draw people away from God. I remind you tonight, church, be careful with the crowd that you run. Amen? Be careful with the crowd that you run, because if they try to draw you away from the Lord, then they're not of God. I tell single folks, be careful, don't get into unequally yoked relationships, because the Bible forbids it, and it's a way that Satan will use to try to draw one away from God. And I know that Satan will send a blonde around some of these single men, or however you want to put it, to the women. He'll send that one man that draws the attention. Let me tell you, there'll be people that will come that will literally try to lure you away from your walk with God. Some will try to make you mad. Some will try to destroy you. Some will have one purpose in mind, to lure one away from God. Think about the story of Samson and Delilah. How many know Delilah's one purpose was to set Samson up for the Philistines? Boy, she was a looker. But she was also deadly. She was also an enemy. She was also a trap, if you will. But not only does everyday living, not only does people, but sometimes troubles and trials can get one off course. I'm telling you, I've seen it many times. People will begin to get focused upon their trouble, upon their trial. And all of a sudden, instead of running to God with their issue, they're back inside of the world. They turn away from God. Let me just tell you right now, whether you serve God or you live for the devil, you're going to have troubles. Amen? Jesus said it like this, it rains on the just and the unjust alike. The sun will come up on the just and the unjust alike. Job said it like this, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, but a fool and is full of trouble. We can go on and on with the things that will distract one from somebody's walk with God. We can list these things and go and see how people are sidetracked with the things of the world, with pleasures, and with everyday living and with troubles and trials that they have forgot about God. You see, in the Bible, Jesus calls these things thorns, if you will. These things stick you. In Matthew 8 and 22, the Bible says, he also receiveth seed among the thorns as he that heareth the word, and the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and become unfruitful. So we see what Jesus had to say about these things. In fact, one of the last the Bible talks about in the Old Testament, one of the signs before the coming of the Lord is talking about this in Daniel 12 and 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Notice that word. Notice what Daniel said. People would be going to, and they would be going from. It would be increased travel, if you will. If you've never traveled down Interstate 81, let me tell you, that is one busy road. It is constantly, people are going and going. Even in the midst of a pandemic, people are traveling, going into and fro with their business. But I thought, ain't that just like it is? People have forgotten about God. They're distracted with everything else. They're distracted with their own lives, that they have forgot about their relationship with God. But I've come by to tell the church tonight, this ain't the hour to get distracted. This ain't the hour to take your hand off the plow. This ain't the hour to begin to look back. Let me tell you, this is the hour to keep our eyes on the course. This is the hour that we need to be looking at the course that is set before us. This is the hour that we got to say, no matter what's going on, I've got my mind made up that I'm going to keep serving the Lord. I said, I got my mind made up that I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to let the distractions pull me away from the Lord. I'm not going to let anyone pull me away from the Lord. I got a journey that I'm on. I said, I got a journey that I'm on. I got a journey that I'm on. Let me tell you, I'm so close to finishing this journey. I can't look back now. I said, I can't look back now. I said, I can't look back now. I can't get distracted with the things of this world to look back, because that finish line, I'm seeing the finish line. I'm on course to to finish this race. I'm on course to finish this race. It ain't where I finish as long as I crossed that finish line. As long as it says finished, I can't get distracted. I can't let these things veer me off course. I've come too far to look back. I've come too far to turn back. I've come too far to miss heaven. I've come too far to miss the rapture of the church. I look around tonight and I see there's going to be some that's veered off course and don't even realize it. Ain't that sad? They think they're on their way, but they've been off course a long time ago. They stayed there. They're being like Lot's wife. They've already looked back to the world, but I've come too far to look back now. You see, let me tell you, in this hour that we are in, you hear me, people are cold, people are heartless. Hey, man, I've never seen a generation like this. It's increasing. Remember, Jesus said the love of many would wax cold because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. And that's what we're seeing right there. I heard that Black Lives Matter organization, Deal Mountain, California, after they shot them cops, they tried to block the hospital and the ambulance, then holler, let them die. I thought to myself, you bunch of evil demons. To think something like that. Some of them cops may have little children praying that their daddy come home. Amen. Amen. Heartless, let me tell you. You don't even want me to get started on it tonight. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, despite the evilness in this world, despite what's going on in this world, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus tonight. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Pastor Greg Lockie down in Tennessee. My Lord, his building's been destroyed, vandalized. He's got Juliet County coming against him, people threatening him, the county, the sheriff, and everything, because he speaks out on truth. But I like what he said. He said, bring them on. He said, but we're staying focused on Jesus tonight. Amen. They threatened to take his land, building, and all that. But he said, we're still going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in this hour that we are in, we've got to stay focused. We got to keep our eyes on the course tonight. We've got to keep pressing in, if you will. We've got to press towards the prize tonight. Amen? Oh, there's a prize. Let me tell you. There's a prize. You see, when you cross that finish line, that's when you get the prize. Amen? How many know if you run a race, you don't get your prize until you cross the finish line? You see, in this country today, we've got a problem. And I'll tell you why all these little, I'm just going to say it right here. Excuse me right here, but I'm going to tell you what we got running around here. In these countries, in these streets, we got brats running around in these streets with a sense of entitlement. Amen? Amen? Where it all started is when everybody got a trophy. That's where it all started at. Amen? I'm telling you, this is what these are in the streets protesting and burning things down, thinking they ought to have everything their way. Amen? Well, I got news for you. There are going to be some people that ain't going to cross the finish line, unfortunately. There's some that ain't going to make it to the finish line. I got news for you tonight. If you ain't got Jesus, you ain't getting into heaven. Amen? I know they may not have a chance to argue, but I tell you, there are going to be some probably a kick. They may be trying to scream and all that, but they ain't going in because they didn't cross the finish line. You see, in order to win this race, you've got to cross the finish line to get to the prize. Amen. The Lord don't work the way some humans work. Amen. Not everybody gets to be a winner. Hello. Only those that cross the finish line are the ones who win the race. Amen. It ain't matter where you finish in this race. It's as long as you finish the race. Amen. It ain't a first, second, or third, first one there. This race is about just finishing it and crossing the line. We miss it. Think about it. But the race, we can't veer off the course. We'll cross that line. You hear me? We'll cross that line if we'll stay on course. If you'll stay focused and stay on that course. Notice the word patiently right there in Hebrews. Right there. That's the word, Benny. The run with patience. That means endurance. That's a word many don't like. I'm going to just tell you, never ask God for patience because He'll give it to you. Sometimes He gives it to us anyway. But we got to run this race with patience. Steady. Keeping our eyes focused on Him. You hear tonight? We got to press through this course that we're on. There's obstacles, there's distractions, and there's troubles and other things, people that will try to get you to veer off course. Always has been and always will, and the devil knows where to put them at. But you got to press on. Amen. You got to press on. I can't give up now. Hey, man, I can't give up now. One time, let me tell you, little bit of adversity, I can't give up now. Little bit of trouble, I can't give up now. I got to keep pressing. I got to keep marching on tonight. Hey, man, I can't look back now. Let me tell you, those that just quit over one little thing or something that goes wrong, let me tell you, I wonder where your walk was to begin with. I know there's times we may feel like it. Amen? I felt those times before. Jeremiah the prophet felt those times also. Amen? Every one of us has. But there's something that says I got to keep pressing on. The finish line is just ahead. This course is going to come to an end. And there's going to be a checker flag. It's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant one day. There's going to be a checker flag that says, welcome home, my good and faithful servant. Hey, man, that's that checker flag we're looking for tonight. Eternal. In the presence of Christ. Let me just give you a little nugget. You get that part. You get there, you ain't got nothing else to worry about. You get in His presence. Listen, Paul said it like this in Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. Press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to get you something right there. You need to forget about yesterday. Because if you're living in yesterday, you can't reach for the fourth. As long as you're reaching back, you can never go forth. Amen? Amen? You can't. I got to forget about some things. If I intend to move forward, and have me to know this course is not a backwards course, but this course is a forward course. Amen? I can't walk backwards. Hang on. If I walk too far backwards, I'm going to fall over these drums. But I'm going to show you, if you walk backwards too far, what's going to happen? You ain't going the right way. God wants you going this way. Amen? You see, as long as I'm going back, I can never go forward. Paul said, I got to press. I got to press towards the mark. What does it mean to press? Let me tell you, if you go back first and foremost, you'll be like Lot's wife, and you can't be like Lot's wife. You can't allow the past to stop you from crossing the finish line. Let me tell you, there are going to be a lot of people that try to blame this or that on the day of judgment. God's going to say, you boy, I'm old enough. I can't blame the church. If I miss it, the only person I could blame is Jimmy. Amen. Amen. You know what Paul's saying? He said, I got to press forward. What does it mean to press? It means to move or cause to move into a position of contact with something by exerting continuous physical force. Sometimes you're just going to have to keep moving and pressing. How many remember the story of the little widow, the woman with the issue of blood? You know what? There was a crowd around Jesus. But she showed us something. They mocked her, laughed at her. She was weak and fragile. But she pressed to touch the hem. And pressed in to just touch the hem of his garment. She had to fight her way through a crowd. Let me tell you, we may have to fight our way through some obstacles. We may have to fight our way through some trouble. We may have to fight our way through some people. But I'm going on with Jesus, hallelujah. Hanging on to his nail-scarred hands tonight, amen? Can somebody say, I'm going to hang on to Jesus tonight? I'm going forward tonight. I'm not looking back. I'm not pressing, going, moving back. But I'm going to press forward. I'm going to move forward tonight. Amen? I remember times, listen, there's people, you know, I get people, I've heard people say, if I don't go to church, this church will never go. Well, let me tell you something, I'm going forward, whether there's 50 here, 1,000 here, or 10 here, or a couple here. Amen? I'm going to press forward. I've preached to when there was one inside of a church before. Lord, get me wound up. I'll find a bunch of boxes to preach to. I'll get a bunch of rocks set out loud up and preach to. Sometimes you wonder if the rocks won't cry out more than the people. No, but I'm telling you, I'm going on with Jesus. Amen. I'm going to press on despite the obstacles. And yes, there's obstacles. There's obstacles all around us. There's potholes all around us. Some of you up here in the northern part like to call them chuckles. I remember the first time I got hold of a chuckle. I didn't know what it was. When I was at the Robbinsville Church, we all went camping over at Cage Cove in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and we went on this night hike, and the ranger said, y'all watch out for chuckles. What's a chuckle? Well, guess the first one that found out who it was? Me, when I fell over in a pothole. I said, won't you just call it by its southern name? The pothole. Because that's what it is. I ain't never heard chuckle. So what I'm telling you, on this course, there's going to be some potholes. I'll call it by what I know it by. I call it from inside. But I got to get up and brush myself off, and I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep pressing. Hey, amen. There may be times I fall and trip up, but guess what I do? I brush myself off, and I start moving forward. I can't quit now. I can't look back now. Paul said it like this. Paul faced obstacles along the way. Paul said these words in Acts 20 and 24. But none of these move me. Neither I count my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy in the ministry which I have testified of the Lord Jesus, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was going to Jerusalem. He said, I don't know what's going to befall me. And knowing people was out to kill him. There was people out to get the Apostle Paul. He said, I don't kill myself nothing. He said, but I'm going to finish my course despite what happens to me. I'm going to finish it with joy. Amen. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to stay on course. I'm going to keep marching on. He wasn't going to stop. He wasn't going to stop because somebody was threatening his life. No. He was going on despite that. You see, what he wanted to do, he was going to finish that course. He wanted to cross the finish line despite what may befall him, despite what may come against him. See, but I'm afraid that many ain't having their eyes on the prize tonight. Many are being distracted by the things of the world. Many are being falling in these potholes and not picking themselves up. They're allowing the troubles, if you will, and not moving forward. But let me tell you, you can't slow down. You can't stop and you can't look back. You got to finish the course because the finish line is just ahead. See what I thought? It can be tough. The course can be a tough course. I've never run cross country. But I know down in them mountains of North Carolina, there's some rough terrain down in there that them cross country runners run on. And them courses can get rough. Going on some of them mountains down there. This course of life can get rough. But we don't stop. We've got to finish the course. Because the finish line is just ahead. It can be lonely at times. But don't stop. Finish the course. Because the finish line is just ahead. It can be tempting at times to stop. But don't stop. Finish the course, because the finish line is just ahead. It can be discouraging even at times. Yeah. But don't stop. Don't, because the finish line is just ahead. Yeah, I know what all discouraging. I know what things look like. Then I mentioned, I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me too. And God talks to me before he gets to you. But the point is, despite everything, we got to finish the course. We got to stay on track. We got to press through tonight. You see, we got to keep pressing through no matter what. Because the finish line is coming. It's just ahead. You see, we don't know when that finish line is going to be. But we know it's coming. Let me give you a little nugget. I don't know when I'll take my last breath on this earth, and I don't know if the Lord will come beforehand, but I do know two things. One of two things will happen. Either he'll come for us, or I'll take my last breath on this earth at a point. The reality is, we're going to cross that finish line one way or the other, and we don't know. Either one could happen. Either one could happen before the day's over. We don't know. We got an appointed time. But I got to stay on course too then. I know there's a finish line ahead. I know the end of the race is coming. Amen. I know the end of the race is coming. And I think about the saints that's going on. I think about those that I have known. We told you this morning the last. Some of them I knew you loved the Lord. Some of them I didn't know about. But I think about the ones I knew that loved the Lord and served the Lord. They finished that course. They finished it with joy. They crossed the finish line. That thing they had been pressing towards and walking to and looking forward to, they had now laid eyes on it. See, Paul finished his course. Paul finished his course. 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 8. For I'm ready to be offered. and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up to me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, not unto me only, but unto them also that I love his appearing. You know, the words half finished in the Greek is telo, and it means to have finished, crossing the finish line, and is now resting at the goal, and his life's work is now over. The tolls that Paul, the sorrows and the suffering are now forgotten in the assurance of a task well done. My Lord, let me tell you, just as a runner in a race had a definite course to run and was marked out for him, his life, Paul had it as well. You and I have it as well. Paul's is now over. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Paul finished his course. He crossed the finish line. Each one of us is going to cross that finish line one day. But until then, we got to stay on course. Until then, we got to keep pressing forward. Until then, we got to keep moving forward, if you will. Can't reach back, but we got to say, I'm going through with Jesus. I'm going to hang on to Jesus. My Lord, I think about Job. Through everything, through all his trials, he stood faithful. He run his course to the very end. Said these words, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. See, I want you to know, Marcy, you can get ready to start coming up his way. See, each and every one of us has got a course to run. I don't know how long that course is. You don't know how long that course is. I don't know what my course befalls me. I don't know what's ahead of me. You don't know what's ahead of you. See, how long have I been here? Didn't I come? 5.5 wonderful years, wasn't it? Felt me praying for the snow. And I'm predicting blizzards this year. I think I've been here about 5.5 years. Yeah, I come in 2015. We're closing out 2020, so it's here in the last couple months of it. 2014, I didn't know where I'd come here. When I started ministry, I didn't know none of my steps, but it's along the course. I didn't know some of the things that would befall me as I came, or even in my life, on my journey with Christ, some of the things that I went through. I didn't know none of those things was going to happen. It was part of the course. We don't know what's ahead of us. And I'm kind of glad God don't tell us. Because if he told us some of the things that was ahead, we'd be rolling our eyes like this. Abraham, when he started his journey, he didn't know none of the things that he was going towards. But he knew what he was looking for. A city and builder whose maker was God. There's a course laid out for us. Paul had the course. Each you and I have a course. But I do know one thing, that I got to keep pressing on this journey. I got to keep moving on in my walk with Christ. And I've got to finish the course. But I can't go straight now. I've got to, it's so close to the finish line that I can't look back now. I got to stay on my journey. I got to still move. I got to still keep pressing. See, one day we're going to cross that finish line. Either by the trump of God blowing or him coming for us. taking her last breath on earth. That's the reality of it, folks. I'm telling you the truth. That's the reality. One of those two things. The finish line is going to come to an end. And if we stay on course with the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to hear the word, well done, my good and faithful servant. Welcome home. I believe you'll say, enter into my rest. Enter into my presence. Think about it. The finish line is a place of rest. The finish line is a place of rest. I remember one time, y'all going to think this is funny. I run, not this kind of 5K we had. I actually got in one of these 5Ks in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. I was younger. I thought, oh, my Lord, I should be able to blow these people out of the water. It's just going from Ghost Town all the way down to the end of the city, and it's probably a couple miles long, there and back. So I went and paid my entrance fee thinking I was going to win me some money that night or get me a prize. Let me tell you, I started out just running as hard as I could. I'm talking about I took off. Said, I'm going to be Speedy Gonzales. You know that road in Maggie Valley, US 19, they had it. I said, I'm going to show out. I said, I ain't never done this, but I'm going to do it. I said, I think I'm good enough to do this. Let me tell you, I didn't even get to the end of it down there. And I was like, water, Coca-Cola, please. Somebody give me a Coca-Cola. Luckily, they had somebody having drinks. I'd be like this. I said, never again. So when we had that 5K out here, I got Justin to drive me on his little, come on us. I said, I did this when I was younger. But you know what, oh, here's the thing is, I wonder if it wouldn't have been better to have a steady journey instead of, I may run so fast I run into the piano here in a minute. Some of you think it was funny till you get the bill. No, but Paul said run it with patience. You know what it means? Steady. A steady pace. See where I messed up at. I did, by the way, I did finish, and I didn't finish last in that race. I set out to do it. I wouldn't say next to last, but I was probably in the lower tier. But I did make my, I said, some of them probably run a race before. But I did finish it. Even though I had a buddy of mine, had me a Coca-Cola. Wait, he was giving out Cokes. His family owned a hotel there in Maggie Valley. I said, he said, you want a Coke, Jimmy? I said, I'll take two or three of them. I did finish. Did you hear me? I made it from one end to, but I also made it back. And here's how I was at the finish line. Never again. I said that, but Lord, if it hits me again, I may try it. But the point is, I did finish. See, on this journey right here, I'm going to get the prize as long as I finish. I could be a little tired. could be a little weary, but I got the finish. I may be huffing a little bit, but I'm going to finish that course. See, I told you that humorous story to tell you something. Finish it. Don't drop out. Finish it, because at the finish line, there's rest. If I remember correctly, at the end of that course back up there at Ghost Town in the Sky, they had people there checking you, heart rates and everything like that, making sure you was all right, giving you stuff, get your energy back, giving you rest. See, the finish line, there's rest. And on the finish line I'm talking about, there's truly rest. Because on this world that we're in, we're toiled with troubles that wears us. Am I right? Anybody else feel that way? We're full with things and troubles and trials. It wears us. But I can't stop. I may be gasping, but I'm going to make the finish line. I see that finish line. I remember in that race. I remember as I saw closer, got closer. I'm not quitting now. I said, I've got this far. I'm not going to stop now, but I'm going to keep pressing. But when I got back, I sat down and got me a good rest. And you see, on this rest, this course that we're on, there's rest when it's over for eternity. All the troubles, the sickness, and the problems that are here on this fallen earth will be no more when we abide in His presence. One day we're going to get glorified bodies. No more sickness, no more ailments, no more pain. Rest. One day we're going to see Jesus. And we're going to abide with Him. And let me tell you something. I know heaven is splendors. But let me tell you. Yes, I got a mansion waiting on me. But that ain't the first thing I want to see. I want to see one person before I see anybody else. I want to lay my eyes on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let me tell you, it wouldn't be the same without Him. Amen? Amen? One day we're going to see Him. You see, you can't stop now. You can stand in here if you're able tonight. If you're able. If you want to. But I want you to think about this course that we're on. You can't finish. Troubles and trials have burned you. But the finish line is just ahead. We're going to cross that finish line. My gosh, we're going to cross it. And then we can rest. But until then, He'll give us strength. Amen. God will give us strength to make it. If we'll ask Him, He will give you strength. He that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He'll give you strength to finish the course, to finish the race. How many would say tonight, I need strength to finish this course? This course is long and it's toiling. Obstacles along the way. But I need strength tonight. God will give you strength. I'm going to open these altars tonight. You've gone too far to look back now. You got to press through and say, I'm going on with Jesus tonight. I'm moving on with Jesus tonight. I'm pressing on with Him. In that name of Jesus, we pray tonight. In Jesus' name.